Well, thank you so much, Pine Tree Boys.
谢谢我们的松树男孩诗班啊。
Well, this evening is my joy and my privilege.
那些傍晚呢，是我的喜乐，是我的荣幸。
To bring to you a word from the Book of John.
跟大家分享呢，来自取自约翰福音的话。
This is a beautiful and precious word.
这是一个一段非常美还非常珍贵的。Let's
go to God in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Father, we just thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您的话语。
We thank you of how we can read about your love through your word.
我们感谢您通过您的话语，我们知道您对我们的爱。
We pray now that even as we seek to understand what it means to bear fruit,
当我们寻求了解结果时的意思,
you enlighten our eyes,
你会打开我们的眼睛, 使到我们能够了解,
and help us to understand what it means to be chosen to bear fruit for you.
来了解呢, 被您拣选呢, 来结果子的意思。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen. Amen. You know, some things are quite difficult to understand.
那有些事物呢，不那么容易理解哦。
You know, for the older ones, technology is quite hard to understand at times.
对年长的朋友来说呢，科技可能很难理解。
But it's not impossible to understand.
可是呢，也不是完全不能够理解的。
Recently, I heard that Mrs. Lim, the mother of Lim Swee King.
哦，最近我听到啊，Swee King的母亲。
She learned how to use WhatsApp. No.
他学习学用那个程序 WhatsApp 嘛。
You know, in the past, handphones, you know, computers were hard to understand.
那个过去呢，用手机啊、电脑都是很难去用的。
No, but slowly she's beginning to understand it, and she can even use it.
可是她慢慢了解，而且学习去使用啊。
Now we can WhatsApp each other.
那我们可以这样子跟她联系。
You see, sometimes the word of God is hard to understand also.
那有时候上帝的话语是很难理解的。
You read it and it's quite difficult.
那你读了觉得为什么看不懂啊？
Well, today we're going to speak about this idea of chosen to bear fruit.
那今天我们要谈论的就是被拣选的来结果子。
But how can we go about understanding it?
那我们要怎么去理解这一切呢？
And so today I hope to break it down for you.
那今天呢，像要跟你们一一的解释。
I hope to break it down in the way that you understand what fruit bearing is.
让我们了解呢结果子的意思。
What it means to be chosen to bear fruit.
那被拣选呢去结果子的意思。
We need to understand what it is.
我们必须去了解。
How we go about it.
要怎么去进行。
And why we do it.
那为什么要这么做。
And that way the word of God can come alive.
这样呢上帝的话就能够活跃起来。
And we can understand it at a deeper and more precious level.
那我们可以以一个更深奥的一层呢去了解它。
So we turn to the text, John 15.
那么今天晚上一起翻开呢约翰福音15章。
And this idea is about fruit bearing.
那我们这边的概念呢就是结果子。
So what is fruit bearing?
那结果子的意思是什么呢？
First we need to understand the way John wrote it.
那么了解约翰是怎么写这一切的。
He gave an imagery of what it means to bear fruit.
他就给我们意象啊，关于结果子。
Let's read John 15 verse 1.
让我们读15章1节。
I am the true vine.
他说我是真的葡萄树。
My father is the vine dresser.
那我父呢，是栽培的人。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
凡属我不结果子的枝子呢，他就剪去。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes.
那凡结果子呢，他就会修理干净。
That it may bear more fruit.
使那枝子呢，结果子更多。
See, what is fruit bearing?
那结果子是什么意思呢？
First, we need to understand that imagery is being used.
那我们第一就要了解有这个意图啊，被用到了。
God is called the vine dresser.
那上帝呢，就被称为呢栽培的人呢。The
Lord Jesus is the true vine.
那主耶稣基督就是葡萄树。But
where does that leave us?
那我们又是什么呢？
We are called the branches.
那我们就被称为枝子。And
you just look at this text, you read this, and you ask yourself, why did John use such an imagery of us being branches?
那就要问自己啊，为什么约翰要用这个意图啊，把我们形容成枝子？
You see, because being a branch,
因为身为枝子,
the most natural thing for a branch to do,
最自然的事物啊,
is to bear fruit.
那就是要枝子呢结果子。
It is the most natural thing for us Christians to bear fruit.
那身为基督徒呢，结果子呢是非常自然的。
It is a natural consequence of believing in the Lord Jesus.
那信靠主耶稣，我们就会自然的去结果子。
It's meant to naturally flow out of our lives.
它应该在我们的生命里呢由源流而出。
Fruit is meant to flow out of our lives.
那我们生命里应该有结果子的。
You know, we can understand this idea. What is natural and what is not natural?
那我们能够了解自然跟不自然呢？
You know, when I think about what is natural and what's not natural, I think of a children's story.
那当我想到这个自然跟不自然的概念时，我就想起了一个儿童的故事。
Well, this is a children's story.
就是小孩子的故事啊。
Once upon a time, there was a donkey.
那有一很久以前有一头驴子。
You know, this donkey, everybody laughed at the donkey.
那每个人都嘲笑这头驴子啊。
You know, funny looking.
样子很奇怪。
Ugly looking.
真丑啊。
So donkey was fed up.
那这个驴子就很不高兴。
So one day it found a lion's skin on the floor.
有一天他就看到一只狮子的那个皮哦。
So he thought, okay, maybe I can put on the lion's skin and become a lion.
他说如果披上这个狮子皮，我就成为一个狮子了。
Oh, and he really tried.
他就真的去尝试这么做。
He looked at the lions, you know, the way they lick their paws. He tried to follow them.
他就去模仿这个狮子的一举一动啊。
He tried to walk like them.
他就去模仿他们走路的样子。
Wow, and then nobody started calling him names anymore.
那当他这样做的时候，就没有人在跟他嘲笑他了。
Because he thought he was a lion.
因为他们以为他是狮子啊。
Other animals became scared of him.
那其他的动物都害怕他。
Then he walked further and further and saw a huge pack of lions.
那他这样慢慢走，突然间看到一群狮子啊。
Wow, the lions roared, a big roar.
这样那狮子就很大声的叫。
Then the donkey think to himself, maybe I also can roar.
那驴子就想，可能我也像这狮子这样一起一样的叫。
So it opened its mouth, and you know what came up?
他就张开嘴巴，你知道听到什么吗？
Hee haw.
就说 hee haw.
And then the lion saw that and had a good meal after that.
啊，那狮子看着说，把它吃下去。
Oh, this is a children's story, you know.
这是小孩子的故事啊。
But it tells us some things. If it's a part of you, it's a part of you.
它就告诉你，如果是你生命的一部分，它就很自然而然的涌现得出哦。
If it's not, it's not.
如果不是的话，它就不会。
You see, being a branch, the most natural thing is to bear fruit.
那身为枝子呢，最自然的就是要结果子。
It naturally flows out of being a branch.
它就是做一个枝子所该做的。
If a branch has no fruit, what does it become?
如果一个枝子没有结果子，要怎么办？
Don't cut.
它就变成柱子
，become chopsticks even，
或者是我们的筷子。
No, a branch is meant to bear fruit.
这样枝子呢，就是要结果子的。
It tells us whether we are true believers in Christ.
它告诉我们到底是不是真正的基督徒啊。
If you really believe in Christ.
如果你真正的信靠主耶稣
really say that you are a Christian.
如果你真的是一名基督徒
naturally, fruit is meant to come forth.
那很自然的那个果子就会从你生命里涌出。
You know, and we see this all in our lives.
我们可以在这一切在我们生命里看到。
Naturally, before we eat, what do? We pray.
在我们吃之前，我们会做些什么？我们会低头祷告。
You look around at the restaurants, at the kopitiams, you see people bowing their heads to pray.
这样你去餐馆啦、咖啡店，你会看他们在吃之前先祷告。
It's natural for a Christian to do so.
让基督徒这样做是非常自然的。
Natural for a believer of Christ to do so.
一个基督徒的信靠者呢，这样做是很自然的。
Well, in February, my grandmother passed away.
那在二月呢，我的婆婆过世了。
My family, we held the vigil here.
那我们的家庭在这里呢举行了追思礼拜。
So we're discussing together with my family, you know, what would the turnout be like?
那我们就在我们就跟在谈论呢，到底会有谁来啊？
You know, my cousins were thinking, well, it's the first day, perhaps not many people will come.
这样我的那些表哥表弟他们就说，第一天可能没有这样多人来啊。
Well, I told him, well, you might be surprised, many people.
我说可能。可能会有很多人来啊。
He was really? Is that so?
真的吗？会有很多人来吗？
On the first night, he was overwhelmed.
第一晚上呢，他就非常的惊讶。
Many people from church just came.
那教会很多人呢，都来参加这追思礼拜。
Many people who did not know my grandmother personally also came.
那些呢，不认识我外婆的也来了。
Why would they do so?
他们为什么这么做呢？
It's a natural part of them to do so.
是他们生命里的一个非常自然的一个反应。
Say we are Christians.
那我们是基督徒。
And this is a natural way of showing that we are Christians. We stand by each other.
那我们就是要这样的去彼此的支持帮助。
We are from Bethany.
我们来自伯大尼。
It's a natural part of us. Whether I know the person or not, I will be there.
那不管认不认识这个人，我一定会到。
It is a part of me.
就是在我生命里的一部分。
It flows out of my life.
它就在我生命里涌现。
You know, many people, I've grown up in Bethany.
那我是在伯大尼堂长大的。
And I experienced the love and kindness of many people.
那我也自己体验了许多人的爱还有恩慈。
You know, when they do these acts of kindness, there's no reason, there's no, wow, because you did this for me in the past, because you, it doesn't matter, no reason has to be given.
当他们为我们做这一切的时候是没有原因的，也不需要一个原因。
Let me just love you, let me just care for you.
就让我爱你，去关爱你。
It is a natural part of our lives.
这是我们生命里一个自然的一个部分。
This is what it means to be a branch.
那身为枝子的意思就是如此。
To bear fruit.
去结果子。
You see, this is what it means to bear fruit.
那就是结果子的意思。
This is what fruit bearing is.
那结果子就是如此。
Okay, now we move to the next part.
那现在我们去另外一个部分。
How do we bear fruit then?
那我们要怎么去结果子呢？
And let's read this text. Let's go back to John 15.
我们再翻开约翰福音十五章啊。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Abide in me.
他说你要常在我里面。
And I in you.
那我也常在你们里面。
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
那枝子若不常在葡萄树上。
Unless it abides in the vine.
自己就不能结果子。
Neither can you.
那你们若不常在我里面。
Unless you abide in me.
也是这样。
Let's also read verse 5.
第五节。
I am the vine.
那我是葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你们是枝子。
He who abides in me.
你们常在我里面的。
And I in him.
我常在他里面。
Bears much fruit.
这人呢，就结多果子了。
For without me, you can do nothing.
因为离开了我，你们就不能做什么。
How do we bear fruit?
那我们怎么去结果子呢？
One word comes to mind.
那有个词来到我的脑里。
It's this word called connection.
那就是呢联系。
We must be connected to the Lord Jesus.
那我们要跟主耶稣有这样的一个联系。
See, that's what the imagery is all about.
这意图呢的意思就是如此啊。
There's us, the branches.
我们就是枝子。
The Lord Jesus is the vine.
主耶稣呢就是葡萄树。
The vine must be connected to the branches.
像这枝子跟葡萄树要连接在一起的。
If it's not connected, the branch cannot bear fruit.
像如果这枝子不跟这个葡萄树连接在一起，它就不能够结果子了。
No, we must be connected to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们跟主耶稣要连接联系在一起。
Without the Lord Jesus, we can never bear fruit.
没有主耶稣，我们就不能够结果子。
We'll be by ourselves.
那如果我们自己单自顾而。
And remember what it said.For without me, you can do nothing.
他说没有我呢，你什么都做不到。
There needs to be a connection with the Lord Jesus.
我们跟主耶稣基督要一个联系，要连接在一起。
But what is connection?
那这个联系是什么呢？
This connection is really the word relationship.
那就是关系的意思。
It is a living relationship with the Lord Jesus.
就是跟主耶稣基督一个活跃的关系。
So when we think of bearing fruit,
当我们想到结果子的时候。
We cannot think of it as, okay, you know what, today I'm going to be a good person. Then I'm going to try again and again and again. What will happen?
我们不可以想说今天我做个好孩子啊，做个好人，就开始结果子，不是这样的啊。
Most likely, there will be no fruit.
如果这样想的话，那很多时候应该是结不到果子的。
There will surely be no fruit.
应该是结不到果子。
The Lord Jesus, we have to keep in mind the Lord Jesus.
那么要想到主耶稣。
It is only because of the Lord Jesus, then we can bear fruit.
那只要有主耶稣，我们才能够结果子。
And you know that connection as it is our relationship with the Lord Jesus.
像这个。就是我们跟主耶稣的一个关系。
But you know, as we think about this idea of relationship and connection,
当我们想到关系还有这个联系的这个概念啊。
No, it's not easy, or we cannot just go to a person and say, "Oh, I have a relationship with you."
我们不能够随便就跟一个人说，我跟你有一个关系。
You cannot go to the stranger in the MRT, "Oh, I have a connection and relationship with you."
或者去啊，跟一个陌生人说，我跟你有一个关系。
It doesn't work that way.
不是这样的啊。
There needs to be a basis for this relationship, for this connection.
但这个关系要有个基础。
And this is what it means to bring us to our second word, content.
那就是内容。
There must be a content of the connection that is there.
像这个联系呢，要有一个内容啊。
What is our content of relationship and connection with the Lord Jesus?
跟主耶稣基督，我们跟他这个相连啊，这个联系的这个内容是什么？
You know, many people can say that I have a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
那很多人可以说我跟主耶稣呢有一个关系。
But what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Here the Lord Jesus helps us define. If you say that you are connected to me as a vine and a branch,
那在这里呢，主耶稣帮我们了解，当我们说我们跟他有联系，就好像一个树跟一个枝子。
Then these things must be in your life.
那这些事物呢，应该在你的生命里。
Many people can claim to say all sorts of things.
很多人能够说很多事物。
But there's no substance. There's no substance to back it up.
可是他们却没有素质。
Let's read in verse 7.
第七节。
What is one thing that defines the content behind the relationship we have with Jesus?
那我们跟主耶稣的内容在是什么呢？
It's when we abide in the Lord Jesus.
是当我们呢在主里面。
And abide, verse 7, if you abide in me.
他说如果我们常在你里面。
And my words abide in you.
那的话也常在你们里面。
You will ask what you desire.
凡你们所意愿意的
and it shall be done for you.
祈求就给你们成就。
What is the substance behind our relationship and connection with Jesus?
那我们跟主耶稣的关系的那个内容是什么？
It's when we listen to his words.
是当我们呢聆听他的话语。
We think over his words.
我们去思想他的话语。
We hide it in our hearts and we apply it to our lives.
我们去默记而且去运用他的话语在我们生命里。
That is one indication that you have that connection with Jesus.
那就让我们知道呢，我们跟主耶稣有一个联系。
We read also in verse 9.
第九节。
As the Father loved me,
他说我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
I also have loved you.
正如父爱我一样。
Abide in my love.
你们要常在我的爱里。
A second thing that we want to think about when we talk about relationship with Jesus.
当我们谈论跟主耶稣的关系的时候。
Is the love of Jesus. Do we know the love of Jesus in our hearts?
我们要问自己是否认识主耶稣的爱。
Do we abide in the love of Jesus?
有没有常在主耶稣的爱里？
In the student pastors, we have a relationship with pastor.
那学生牧师们呢，跟陈牧师呢，有一个关系。
He is our master.
他是我们的师父一样。
We are his disciples.
我们是好像他的门徒啊。
他的徒弟。
啊，徒弟。
Yeah. And we cannot just say that, oh, you know, Pastor, you are my master, you are my teacher.
我们不能够单单就说啊，你是我的师父啊。
There must be some content behind that relationship and connection, isn't it?
在我们这个关系背后呢，一定要有一个内容啊。
If you truly say that he is our teacher and our master,
如果我们说他是我们的老师，我们的师父。
His words, we must listen to his words.
我们一定要去服从，而且去聆听他的话。
He cannot tell us to do one thing.
他不会叫我们去做一样事物。
And then we do another.
我们违背他去做另外一件事。
The worst is 1 year in, then after 1 year out. You know, if we really seek to relate as teacher, as master, then this is what we must do.
如果这是我们的关系，我们是这样的互动。
This is the substance behind the relationship.
这就是我们这关系背后的一个内容，一个基础。
Another thing that pastor does for us is that he really loves us.
那陈牧师，你真的很疼爱我们。
He really cares for us.
他也真是非常关心我们。
No, I cannot, you know, if I were to tell all the things that he's done for us, we'll be here until next week.
如果我跟你分享他所为我们做的一切，我们可能都说不完了。
No, but as I think about the love that he gives to us,
当我试想他所给予我们的爱
，it makes the relationship special.
他就使这整个关系呢非常特别了。
It makes the relationship really just so meaningful, so worthwhile.
他就使到这个关系呢非常有意义。
What more the Lord Jesus?
那主耶稣呢就更多了。
When we think of his love for us, when we think of the things that he has done for us.
当我们试想他的爱，他所为我们做的一切。
You know, I really am just driven to draw closer to the Lord Jesus.
我要更加的去亲近他。
I'm driven to seek to make sure that this connection is strong and is there.
然后我要确保呢，我跟他的关系是强健的。
See every connection, there needs the content behind the connection.
那每个联系背后呢，都要有个内容。
Finally, we come to this verse.
最后我们要读到啊。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
You did not choose me.
他说不是你们拣选了我。
But I chose you and appointed you.
是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们。
That you should go and bear fruit.
分派你们去结果子。
And that your fruit should remain.
叫你们的果子长存。
You know, how do we bear fruit?
那我们要怎么样去结果子呢？
One, we make sure that we are connected to the Lord Jesus.
我们确保我们跟主耶稣有那个联系。
In that connection, we make sure that we listen to His words, abide in His words, apply His words into our heart.
我们聆听的话语常在它里面，而且运用它的话语。
We think of His love, and it draws us, and it drives us to draw closer to Him.
那么试想他的爱呢，使得我们要更加的亲近他。
You know, we just so appreciated of this relationship and connection we can have with Jesus.
那我们要非常珍惜呢，我们跟主上。的这个联系，这个关系。
One other thing that really can help us to bear fruit.
那另外事物能够帮助我们结果子的。
Is when we are conscious that we have been chosen to bear fruit.
那就是我们要意识到我们被拣选了，拣选来结果子。
No, it's not that our lives are great. It's not that we are terrific or very lovable.
不是说我们有个很棒的一个生命啊。
You know, we can bear fruit because it is the Lord Jesus who has chosen us to bear fruit.
那我们能够结果子，那是因为有主耶稣拣选了我们来这样
做。Sometimes we can get full of ourselves.
有时候我们觉得很自傲。
I have a lot of fruit in my life already.
可能说自己生命已经结了很多果子。
But where did it all come from?
可是这果子来自谁呢？
It came from the Lord Jesus who has chosen us to bear fruit.
他来自主耶稣，因为他拣选了我们来结果子。
This is the consciousness that we have been chosen to bear fruit.
我们要意识到我们被拣选了来结果子。
Now, who are we that God and the Lord Jesus would choose us to bear fruit?
那我们真的不配上帝这样的拣选我们啊。
It is His grace.
这是他的恩典使到这一切。
It is His love.
还有他的爱。
That we...He has chosen us from wherever we are, that we can be useful instruments for Him, that we can bear fruit for Him.
那不管我们在哪里，他使得我们有用，他拣选我们来为他结果子。
One, I know that I need to bear fruit when I am sure that I have a connection with Jesus.
当我跟主耶稣有联系的时候，我知道我能够结果子。
I got to make sure the content behind it all is right and true.
我要知道背后的内容呢是真实，是对的。
What drives me further onwards is this consciousness that I have been chosen by none other than the Lord Jesus to bear fruit.
然后要这个意识知道我们被拣选的来结果子了。
No, this is such a beautiful concept.
这是一个非常美的一个概念哦。
And actually, as I reflected,
当我回顾这一切，
this was one of the very reasons that I became to have faith in Jesus.
这也是呢。我在主里有信心的一个原因。
It was the youth conference.
那就是在这个青年人的会营。
2003.
2003年。
No, pastor was speaking about how you know we can make a mess of our lives.
那陈牧师分享，有时候我们不小心，生命会乱成一糟啊。
But because of God's grace.
可是因为上帝的恩典。
Because of God's love.
因为上帝的爱。
He takes our lives.
他把我们的生命。
Forgives us.
他宽恕我们。
Then not only forgives us,
不只是宽恕，
but changes us and makes us useful instruments for Him.
改变我们，使到我们成为有用的。
Who are we that God would even choose us like this?
那我们是谁？上帝竟然拣选了我们。
Who are we that God would choose us to bear fruit?
那我们是谁？他竟然拣选我们，跟他结果子。
I look at my life now.
我现在看了我自己的生命。
Wow, I mean, I'm just so moved by the fact that God would choose.A person like me to even come to serve Him.
非常感动，非常庆幸他会拣选像我这样的一个人呢，来侍奉他。
And it's all because of these words. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
就是这段经文啊，不是你们拣选了我，而是我拣选了你们去结果子。
Brethren, uncles and aunties.
会有叔叔阿姨们。
We have been chosen to bear fruit.
我们被拣选呢，来结果子。
It tells me fruit bearing is so possible.
它让我知道呢，结果子是做得到的。
It tells me that I really want to bear fruit because I have already been chosen to do so.
那我知道我要这样去结果子，因为已经被拣选了。
How wonderful it is to be chosen to bear fruit.
能够被这样的拣选的去结果子是非常好的。
You know, we come to our third part.
我们看来到第三部分。
Why do we even bear fruit?
那为什么要去结果子呢？
And it's found beautifully.In verse 8,
第八节我们读到
By this my Father is glorified.
他说你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
That you bear much fruit.
那你们就要多结果子。
The past week we moaned over the death of Auntie Maureen.
那过去星期呢，我们就因为 Auntie Maureen 的辞世呢悲哀哦。
You know, but I am so thankful for the example of Auntie Maureen.
可是非常感谢上帝，他所为我们设立的榜样啊。
Because it's through her life that I see an example of what it means to bear fruit.
因为通过生命能够了解结果子的意思。
Many people wrote in about Auntie Maureen.
那很多人呢都写了关于 Auntie Maureen 的。
Many good words, kind words, true words were spoken about Auntie Maureen.
那很多关于她所做所行的事物。
And through this, God was glorified.
那通过这一切呢，上帝的名得到荣耀了。
She started out with nothing much.
她开始的时候什么都没有。
Didn't really have a university education.
也没有大学文凭。
She worked hard.
可是她很努力的工作。
Had some success in the business.
有些小小的胜利啊，在做生意的时候。
Or actually not 小小的 success, but you know, big success for that matter.
她生意做得非常好。
But what did she do with that success?
那这么成功，她做了些什么？
She learned to give.
她学习呢，去奉献。
She just helped anyone who came her way.
那来到她生命里的任何人需要帮助，她都会去帮助他们。
With wisdom, she helped.
她就以智慧去帮助他们。
But she really poured out this big heart of love to those who came her way.
在她生命里，她所遇到的人，她都是以大爱来照顾他们的。
She just gave, and this was a part of her fruits that was there.
这就是他生命所结的果子的一部分。
It naturally flowed out of her life.
就是很自然的涌现在他生命里。
Because she is a Christian.
因为她是一个基督徒。
Because she believes in Jesus.
因为她信靠主耶稣。
Let me give, let me bear fruit.
所以让我呢结果子，让我这样的去供应去帮助。
There was a constant connection with the Lord Jesus.
就是一直不断的一个联系啊，跟主耶稣。
She learned to abide in His words and His love.
她学习呢在上帝的话语里。
No, fully conscious that you know she wants to use her life well to bear fruit.
而且非常意识到她要把自己生命用来结果子。
What is the result?
那后果是什么呢？
God is glorified.
那后果就是上帝的名受到荣耀了。
How wonderful it is to know that we have been chosen to bear fruit.
能够知道我们被拣选的结果子非常好的。
How wonderful it is to know that through our fruit bearing, God will be glorified.
通过我们生命里的果子，上帝的名呢就会受到荣耀。
How wonderful it is to be chosen like this.
能够这样的被拣选呢是非常好的。
And so may our challenge really be, let us bear fruit.
那我们挑战呢，就是应该呢，在生命里结果子。
As a branch, it should be a natural part of us.
身为一个枝子呢，是一个非常自然的。
And how do we bear fruit? We lean close and draw close to the Lord Jesus.
那要怎么结果子呢？我们要亲近上帝。
We abide in His love, abide in His words.
在他的话语，在他的爱里。
And we are conscious that God, the Lord Jesus, has chosen us from out of this world.To bear fruit for him.
而且意识到他拣选了我们来为他结果子。
All these reasons add up. I want to bear fruit for the Lord Jesus.
这些呢就是我们要结果子的原因。
And this is my own prayer.
那这是我自己的祷告。
Even as a student pastor.
身为一个学生牧师。
As a Christian.
身为一个基督徒。
I want to bear fruit.
我要在生命里的结果子。
May this be your prayer as well.
愿这也是您的祈祷。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you that you have chosen us to bear fruit for you.
感谢您拣选了我们为您结果子。
We pray very much that we learn how to be connected to the Lord Jesus.
我们祈求你帮助我们呢，跟主耶稣经常联系。
To abide in His love, abide in His words, to abide in Him.
常在他里面，常在他的爱里，他的话语里。
We pray that we be conscious that you have chosen us to bear fruit.
我们提前帮助我们意识到您拣选了我们来为您结果子。
We pray very much that even as we seek to go about our daily lives,
当我们在每一天里,
we know that we must bear fruit for you.
我们知道我们在生命里一定要为您结果子。
We just commit our prayers as the Lord to the Lord Jesus and to you.
我们把我们的祷告、我们的意念全部交托给您。
We pray that in His name, in the Lord Jesus' name, we can pray wonderfully to you.
我们通过主耶稣的名，我们能够向您祷告。
We pray that you help us to bear fruit.
我们祈求你帮助我们结果子。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们侍奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.